everyone, and welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. One of the most common goals that I have heard people set for themselves is to be healthier and live a healthier lifestyle as a family. Although this is a great goal, it can be hard at times to achieve. We each have busy lives that sometimes we can become distracted or discouraged to keep going. Our church leaders and even the scriptures invite us to live a healthy life and to be active. I invited my friend Daniel to join me today to tell us a little bit about his own personal story and how he changed his health for the better. Daniel, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, no problem. We're so excited to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your family.
I was born in Mexico City. I am married. I have 5 children.
Wow.
And I live a normal life just like anyone else. You know, I have a job from 9 to 5. It's an office job, so I spend a lot of time sitting. But that's pretty much in a nutshell. I work in translation, and that's kind of like what I do.
Okay, great. What made you decide that you needed to change your healthy habits, or what made you have to take that step?
Okay, so about 5 years ago, that's when I had my kind of knock in my head saying, you need to change and do something different or you're going to die. And let me tell you what I mean by that. I was about 240, 45 pounds, almost 250 at one point. And I was coming from work. I parked my car. I live in a split entry home. So I went up the first flight of stairs, which is about 4 or 5 steps. And then the second flight, I only took 3. And then I was out of breath. I could not go even past 8 steps without taking a breath and catching myself. And then that's when I realized that I had to change something or I was going to have like a heart attack.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
And, you know, being a young father, I wanted to make sure that I needed to be there for my kids, especially when they're so young. You know, I wanted to be there for weddings, wanted to be there for graduations and things like that.
Wow, that is incredible. When did you start noticing changes, or what steps did you take to make those changes?
So as soon as I knew that I had to do something different with my life, I talked to my wife. I decided to go back to the gym. I've kind of been going, but I'm one of those that, you know, open a membership, and I think I only went once in the whole year.
Right, like most of us.
But I was still paying, you know, every month, and I just didn't go. And then that's when I realized that I needed to take a different approach. I started going back to the gym, and then I started slow because I couldn't take too much. I mean, 10 minutes at the gym was too much for me.
Yeah.
So at first, it was little by little. I started taking different changes in the way that I ate, the way that I looked at exercise. If somebody said exercise, I would run away or go the other way.
Yeah.
When it came time to swim with the kids, I wouldn't go for years because I was so embarrassed to even take my shirt off. There was no way I was going to get in that pool. So I would always wear that extra large, almost like a sweatshirt, and then get into the pool because I was so embarrassed. That's how I started. I started little by little, and then I started looking for things that I really like to do. So for example, I love music, and I started doing workouts with music. And then I realized, okay, well, I can go more than 10 minutes. How about 20? And then how about half an hour? And so on. So in the last 4 years, I lost probably about 95 pounds.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
Pounds. I didn't think I could run as much as I used to hate running with a passion. So that's what I started to do, just change the way that I ate, change the way that I looked at going to the gym or exercising. You don't need to go to a gym to lose weight. You can walk around the neighborhood. You can do things with your kids. You can play ball with your kids. You can do a lot of things without having to go to a gym to lose weight. All you need is the motivation.
I'm sure you've seen a lot of benefits on yourself, but also on your family.
For my family, I noticed that they were following my pattern, meaning that, you know, I would go home and then I didn't want to do anything else because I was so tired. I would turn on the TV and then start eating Cheetos or whatever junk food there was, you know, around. So I noticed that my kids were doing the same thing. And then that's when I'm like, no, I can't do this because my kids starting to be a little bit obese on the obese side, gaining weight. And I could notice that there was a relationship between how one person feels and also the self-esteem. And I noticed that sometimes my girls would come home crying, saying, somebody called me fat, or I was bullied, you know, at school, and I was doing this and that. And I'm not saying that that's necessarily the case, but it seems like there's more relationship to that. On that self-esteem side, I noticed that once I started changing, my kids started changing as well. They would say, hey, how about I go with you walking or walking the dog or let's go to the park. And instead of turning the TV, I would go to the park or I would, you know, play soccer with my kids or baseball or basketball or something that will keep them active and keep me active as well. And we turn off that TV.
Wow, that's incredible. What advice do you give those who are trying to make healthier life changes? How can they start?
Well, as I mentioned a little bit before, start with something that you like. I started with music. I incorporated music into my workouts. I started to enjoy things that I liked. And even things that I didn't like, I used music to soften the blow.
Yeah.
So with running, you know, I said, okay, so my goal today is take 25 steps. And then next week, let's take 30. You know, and then little by little, it was half a mile. And then it was 1 mile. And so on. I think last time I did like 23 miles.
Wow.
You know, that was the longest I've ever ran. But it didn't start like that. And it took me years to build up to that. But start with little steps. Don't go overboard. Mm-hmm. Don't land yourself in the hospital because you are out of breath or, you know, something. Check with your doctor. Make sure that you're healthy and you can take little steps at a time. A lot of people say, well, what about your diet? You know, how did your diet change all of a sudden? And I said, you don't have to change dramatically your diet. I mean, like coming here, I had a cookie.
Yeah.
And it's okay to have a cookie, you know, but just like limit yourself not to have three cookies in one day, maybe just one, and then just limit your sizes so you're not eating a dozen cookies, you know, just things like that. But don't take it to the extreme. Enjoy what you do. So if I were to just in a nutshell say, how can you accomplish your goals? Just enjoy what you do. Enjoy the journey. This is a life-changing experience. It's not going to be from night to day. So you need to realize that because people didn't gain weight from night to day. So it took a while. So just make sure that you enjoy the journey and include your loved ones. So have fun with your kids. Go out there, go play, listen to music, and then just enjoy it because there's nothing worse than going out there that you dread doing and then it just takes forever.
Did you ever have any discouraging moments throughout this process? And what did you do when you had those thoughts or, you know, negative thoughts or moments? Like, how did you change that?
Right. That's a great question. So I involved as many people as I could. And I got, so I got my family involved. I got my mom involved. My mom is 80. She'll be 82 year. We would go swimming or she would go swimming and she would tell me about her workout. I would tell her about my workout.
Yeah.
I would start posting stuff on social media. Like today I ran this or I did that. So that kept me some type of accountability towards my family members. And I would say, okay, so I'm going to sign up for this. And then I would also join local clubs. It's my third year joining for a tri club here in Salt Lake. And that has helped me stay in contact with people that have similar interests. So stay within those circles, the people that would uplift you, that will help you, that have common goals, and then try to work out. I made numerous new friends going to the gym, just seeing the way they do things. Ask questions. Don't be isolated. Ask questions. Say, hey, so how did you get to do this? Or what do you do with that? And just asking questions, you can find out a lot of information and do what's best for you. Just because they had a formula and they lost weight or they can bench press or they can do all these things, you know, a lot of weight, Don't kill yourself. Don't compare yourself to others. And that's another thing that I would like to say. A lot of people like focus on the scale. You know, I'm mad because I didn't drop the 5 pounds that I wanted this week. Don't worry. You know, it's a life changing process. It's not gonna be easy. It's not gonna go overnight. But just enjoy every moment of it. Be yourself. Don't compare yourself to others and have fun. I can't emphasize how important it is to have fun because if you don't have fun, you know, it's not worth it. Just have fun one step at a time.
Perfect. I love it. I love that answer. And just my last question is, how have all of these things helped your spiritual well-being? You know, we talked a lot about your physical and the changes that you made, but how did all the physical changes affect your spiritual self?
So I would like to compare it to cleaning your room. You know, all of us have teenagers. So I've had been a teenager, all of us at one point. And sometimes the rooms are not the best or the cleanest, right? And when I start picking something up, then I realize that, oh, I think there's a plate of the chips that I ate that it's under my bed, or oh, I need to put that away. So when you start putting stuff away, you notice that there are other details that are out of place or that need to be cleaned up in your life. So same thing spiritually. Once I started doing this, then I realized, you know what? I could do better in finances. Maybe I'm spending a little bit too much time or too much money doing this activity that I probably could save money and time. Or spiritually, oh, you know, I think I could do better at visiting other people or going to church or being more faithful or reading the scriptures or things like that. And little by little, you notice things around you that could improve and change your life. I'm like, oh, you know what? This room is a little dark. Let me turn on the light. And then you see more details that need to be cleaned. Oh, that corner has a spider web. Maybe I should clean that. And then you clean that. I'm like, you know what? I need more light. Let me open the windows or let me open the blinds. And more light comes in. And then you see more detail in your life that you can improve. And as you clean up your life and clean up those details, there's more light coming into your heart, more light coming into your life. And I cannot describe into words the joy that has come in that process. I'm still working at it. I'm not where I want to be. So this is, for me, this is going to be a lifelong process. But I can certainly tell you that I've loved and enjoyed every single step of it.
Thank you so much, Daniel, for being here and for sharing your story with us. I have known Daniel for several years, and I witnessed this process firsthand, and it really has been so inspiring to me. Let us know what you do to stay healthy. Make sure to message us on Facebook or send us a message on Twitter and let us know what you're doing to make small and simple changes. Remember, it's good to make changes, but don't overdo it. Just like Daniel said, small, consistent efforts can lead to great results. I found a great video on LDS.org titled A Brand New Year, Physical Health. Of course, you don't need to wait for a brand new year. You can start now. Start today. Make it a conscious decision to start improving little by little. I myself am joining you on this journey, and I'll keep updated on how it's going as well. Be sure to visit mormonchannel.org for uplifting videos, podcasts, blogs, music, and more. And thanks for joining us.